This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. 3 hours ahead of us today here on USA Radio Network, flagship station KBET here in Las Vegas. Proof of life. Today is Monday, March 29th. I feel like a kidnap victim. I'm always giving you proof of life so you know it's a live show. It's really me here with you for 3 hours today on Monday, March 29th. So first of all, I think anyone who listens to this show knows, I believe, this is the end of our civilization. This is the end of the United States. Because there is a communist takeover of this country, and the people in charge are madmen. Not Joe Biden. Joe Biden's not in charge of our country. Joe Biden is a puppet. A mindless puppet with dementia. Which I warned about for so long. I just found out this weekend. I looked up my, I think it was my last or second to last column ever, with the Las Vegas Review-Journal, March 7th, 2020. Can you imagine that date? That was 1 week before they shut down Las Vegas and they shut down the country. My beloved Vegas Strip shut down. Who would ever believe it was boarded up? There was no traffic. There was no one walking. There was no one driving. Saddest thing I've ever seen in my life. 1 week before, and I wrote the column about how great the Trump economy had been to start the year. 2020 first quarter numbers, incredible. World record-setting. Jobs, incomes for middle-class families, small businesses booming. And I said, you're going to replace him with a guy who's got dementia, who's brain dead? I said it, and I said it publicly before anyone else in this country. And by the way, I said it a year before that. I probably said it for 2 years before that. But in March of 2020, I wrote about it in a nationally syndicated column for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. That Biden was dangerously mentally incapacitated, and I was right, and I'll be proven right again and again and again, especially when they replace him and make Kamala Harris president of the United States. I'll be proven right about the vaccines as well. Now, I have never been an extremist. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I even cheerled when President Trump got the vaccines through at record speed. Because I knew the only way to get people back to restaurants and back to business was to give them confidence they had to have the vaccine. And so in many ways, I've been the opposite of an anti-vaxxer. And I don't tell anyone to not get the vaccine. Quite a few of my friends have gotten the vaccine. And all I could do is cheerlead them and say, God bless, and go do it. And good luck. But my belief is everybody should wait a year and see what happens before you know how bad it is. This is an experimental vaccine. Anyone who tells you it's been approved by the FDA is a liar. It is not approved. It's for emergency use only. It got through by an emergency use loophole clause. It's never been approved by the FDA. It is completely experimental. It is completely risky. It was completely rushed. And no one knows what it's going to do. So all I said was, if you're smart, you'll wait. And when I give you numbers, it doesn't mean don't get it. Wainwright's not saying don't get it. I'm merely telling you, be cautious. Pause. Because there are some scary things about it. In the United States, last I saw, 1,800 people have died. 1,800 people have died after getting the COVID vaccine. That's the only ones they report. And that's the only ones a doctor would be willing to say he absolutely died from the vaccine. You know how many people have died after getting the vaccine a week later, 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, a month later, and there's no way to ever prove it's from the vaccine. So nobody really knows how many people have died from the vaccine, but almost 2,000 have died in the United States. There's been well over 100,000 injuries that are considered serious. And so I just want to read you two more stats you need to know. Miscarriages skyrocket 366% in 6 weeks due to COVID vaccines. And headline number two from Europe, 3,964 people have died from adverse reactions from the COVID-19 vaccines in Europe, and there have been 162,610 injuries. Just good to know before they stuff it down your throat and promise you that everything is wonderful and you're not allowed to say a single word about it, and if you criticize it, you're a bad person. I don't tell anyone to not get it. I'm not an extremist. I'm very moderate on this issue. I'm very reasonable. And most of all, I'm just cautious. I'm patient. I'm willing to wait a year. In the meantime, I take 100 vitamin pills a day. I take all kinds of vitamins that are antiviral. I haven't had a cold in 10 years. I haven't had the flu in 25 or 30 years. And I don't get sick. If I got COVID, I'm confident it'd be over in 3 days. And three of my closest friends all took the COVID vaccine, and they all got sick with COVID within 2 weeks of getting the COVID vaccine. The second shot, now mind you. So they got both their shots, and then they got COVID. Now, can you explain that to me? Can anyone explain it to me? Kind of sounds interesting to me. They never had COVID in their lives. They got the COVID vaccine, and then they got COVID. So what's the point of getting the COVID vaccine? So I just thought I'd let you know, it's not all peaches and roses. Doesn't mean you shouldn't get it. Doesn't mean you're a bad person if you get it. You're not. It doesn't mean I'm smart for waiting. It just means you got to look at the numbers, and no one else on radio or TV is willing to tell you the numbers but me. I guarantee you, in all of the United States, I'm the only one. I'm not telling you not to get the vaccine. There's probably others, probably like an Alex Jones says, don't get the vaccine. I don't say that. I say thousands have died in America, thousands have died in Europe from getting the vaccine. Those are only the ones you know about. My guess is tens of thousands have died within a month of getting the vaccine. In nursing homes, there have been nursing homes where no one died of COVID. Then they all smiled and lined up for the vaccine and said, hooray, we did it. And within 48 hours, 30 people were dead. That's happened already in multiple nursing homes. It's a very tricky, dangerous thing. You don't know what's in the vaccine. I'm a highly allergic person. I know for a fact there's several things in both the Pfizer and the Moderna that and the Johnson & Johnson that are highly allergic things that could cause major reactions, including anaphylactic shock. So I'm going to wait and see what happens to the average American a month after getting the vaccine, 6 months after getting the vaccine, a year after getting the vaccine. I'm not telling you not to get it. Everyone's going to make their own personal decision. I just give you facts. And if you listen to the news, no one will tell you thousands have died and hundreds of thousands have been injured badly from taking the vaccine. And those are the only ones that have reported it. Okay, the average person that goes home and they get sick with what seems like COVID symptoms for a day or 2 days or 3 days after getting the vaccine doesn't even report it. That's not even in those stats. The average person that dies a month after getting the vaccine and suddenly they get some major illness, they die, you can't tie it to the vaccine. It's never reported as vaccine. So only the ones that are reported as vaccine, thousands have died in the United States and in Europe. You just need to know what you're getting into, and it just isn't fair, and it just isn't right, and it just isn't normal in America that you're not allowed to talk about it. I have no problem if you tell people the following. This is how moderate I am. The vaccine is necessary. We've got to beat COVID. We've got to get back to business. We've got to get the economy back. We've got to get jobs back. The best way to do that is the vaccine. And we know that people will die from the vaccine. We know it'll be few. It'll be thousands out of literally 100 million plus who are going to take the vaccine, in the near future, and maybe 300 million will take it over the next year or 2 years. There might be 10,000 dead or 20,000 dead from the vaccine by that time. 20,000 out of 300 million is not a lot. Look at how many have died of COVID. They claim 500,000. I don't think the number's anywhere close. The number's false. But let's say 150,000 have died of COVID. So only 20,000 will die from the vaccine. What if you're one of those 20,000? You have a right to know that that vaccine could kill you. You have a right to know it could give you Bell's palsy. You have a right to know it could give you some sort of an autoimmune disease. You have a right to know that if you have an autoimmune disease, this vaccine may affect you in a very negative way, and it may literally put you in trouble, and it may cause you to lose your life. I merely tell you those things because everyone has a right to know what they're getting into. And we live in such a corrupt country and such a corrupt system and such a corrupt global system that no one is allowed to tell the truth anymore. Whatever the government says, that's it, and no other dissent is allowed. Well, I'm breaking the rules, baby. Wayne Allyn Root's letting you know. Okay? So that's it. So I would just say, be careful. It's your own personal choice, and you got to make that choice, but know what you're getting into. All right? Other big news today, New York woman Sherry Ville accuses Cuomo of unwanted kiss in 2017. She was a homeowner. Her home was damaged, I think, in a flood of some kind. Cuomo comes to see her home, grabs her face, and kisses her in a sexual way, she claims, and says she has photographic evidence of it. So this guy is going down like the Hindenburg, but the problem is, as I've told you again and again, there's a reason for it all. There's no other Democrats who ever go down. The reason Cuomo's going down is because they don't want the scandal to come out that he killed 15,000 old people in nursing homes. And that there are, I think, five or six other Democrat governors who killed altogether tens of thousands as well of old people in nursing homes. And in some cases took their own parents out of the nursing home while they were putting your parents at risk and your parents died. This is a massive scandal, and it may not be murder. They didn't say, ooh, let's kill them all, but it led to their deaths. I call it manslaughter. And in many ways, it's mass manslaughter or mass murder perpetrated by Democrat governors. And they don't want a scandal to get out and make the headlines. So the main guy involved is Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo, governor of New York. So they want to make him resign from sexual harassment charges. And then this stuff with the old people in the nursing homes will just go away. They can get rid of him now, and he could be stained for the rest of his life as a sexual predator, and everyone will forget to ever go after him for the for the deaths, the manslaughter deaths of so many thousands of old people in nursing homes, and all the other governors, Democrat governors, will avoid being blamed. Michigan's governor, New Jersey's governor, Massachusetts' governor, Pennsylvania's governor, and that strange he/she. That incredibly ugly man with a wig on who claims he's a woman named Rachel Levine, who's number two at HHS, she sent those people to their deaths in Pennsylvania while she took her mother out of the nursing home. There's Democrats for you.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey there, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee.
And today we have a message for you women out there. Are you premenopausal, postmenopausal, or maybe you're in the middle of menopause right now?
Ouch.
Listen, we have thousands of clients that have reported reversing all of their symptoms of menopause. Or maybe you have thyroid imbalances. Same thing for those women. Listen, this is your time.
Absolutely. You can reverse all of those symptoms and you can be your real joyful, exuberant, and lean self again. Ladies, I don't care if six doctors told you you can't lose that fat after menopause or in menopause. You can. We have done it hundreds and hundreds of times, even in a medical setting documented. So make your action call today. Log on to EnergizeHealth.com, EnergizeHealth.com,
or call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant at Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Yes, you hear that? That is the sound. No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck. That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on it. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck is coming for your wallet. That's what it's coming for. I know. That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio. I have the solution. It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw. Raw and unfiltered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War, the War Raw Podcast, is the sponsor of this segment of my show on USA Radio Network. This show, by the way, is Wayne Allen Root Unfiltered on USA Radio Network. And the War Raw Podcast, you can find it anywhere that you download podcasts, places like Spotify, Apple, iHeart, iTunes, wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, as well as my weekend edition, which features my top 10 stories of the week that conservatives and Trumpers need to read, need to hear, need to listen to, etc., etc. I play Casey Kasem. I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, controversial stories of the week. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw by Wayne Allen Root, available to download at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Okay, just this is symbolic of what's happening in America today. California teacher blames white supremacy for parents demanding schools reopen. A California high school teacher has ruffled feathers for appearing to suggest that parents who want their kids back in school for in-person learning are white supremacists. Damian Harmony, a Latin teacher at John F. Kennedy High School in Sacramento, a Latin teacher. Who the hell? Why does anyone need Latin anymore? No wonder he's mentally ill. No wonder he's a nut job. No wonder he's loony. No wonder he needs a straitjacket and a hug from mommy and a rubber room. So he can't hurt himself. This guy's insane because he teaches Latin. Nobody needs Latin. Why would anyone want to learn Latin? The only reason he has a job is he's a public school teacher. Otherwise, he wouldn't have a job anymore because there is no need for his one talent in life, teaching Latin. God, this guy, Damian Harmony, who's a parent himself, said he's been able to better gauge white supremacy in his neighborhood after hearing other parents demanding the school district have its teachers return to the classroom. Poor baby. You know what I think? I think he's right. Damien, I don't think we should have in-person learning, and you shouldn't get a check anymore. I think all the teachers should be cut off. Goodbye, have a nice life, make a living without a check. Can you imagine a government employee without a check? That's what I'd like to see. I'd like to see them sink or swim like I did during COVID, like everyone did. You know what the radio business was like during COVID? I hustled, and so we actually made more money last year than we did the year before. But guess what? It was like I had to work 50 times harder and in some cases had to hold people's hands and help advertisers survive, cutting prices or giving to them free for a few months, holding their hands, and then they came back. I did a masterful job. Andrew Paul, my director of advertising, did a masterful job. And so we made a little more money than we did the year before. But everybody else that I know in the radio business died last year. And they got to feed their dogs and their children, and they got to have spouses, and they got mortgages, and they want to live their lives, and they got kids in college, and I don't know how they survived. But teachers, oh, they've got no problem at all. They want to not work, not do their jobs, and get paid full salary, pension, and the best health insurance in the world. These people are insane. Actually, they're not insane. They're smarter than I am. Their whole life's about white supremacy. It's all they think about. It's all they talk about. He chastised parents for treating teachers like wait staff. Actions that he argued will impair children's ability to grow up to be better than our generation. You've attempted to bully a school board into making the schools less safe for teachers and children, and you nearly succeeded, making complicit two of its members who were still meeting virtually but deciding that others must teach and meet in person. You've attempted to bully a school board into acting in bad faith with teachers of your children. No, I think all of you who didn't work for the last year should have gotten no checks, no salary of any kind, and have all your health insurance taken away from you and your pensions taken away from you. Certainly no pension money should have been put in by the taxpayers in the last year for teachers who weren't working. While teachers weren't working, guess who went to work every day? Not just me as a business owner and me as a radio host, but every policeman, every fireman, and every paramedic went to work and went to work facing people all day who had COVID, potentially could have killed them. That's what good people, first responders are. But teachers, they're just too good for that. They can't face COVID like policemen, hero brave policemen and firemen and paramedics who never missed a day of work, no matter how scared they were of COVID. And every businessman I know, like me, never missed a day of work, no matter how scared we were about COVID, or no matter how scared you tried to make us about COVID, because I was never scared, not once for a minute. It's really sick that you think you could not work and collect the full salary and then call us white supremacists for wanting you to work.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I'm reiterating my call for every governor, mayor, and local leader to maintain and reinstate the mask mandate. Please, this is not politics. Reinstate the mandate if you let it down.
President Biden's comments at a White House event on Monday regarding COVID-19. The president also saying that 90% of American adults will be eligible to receive a coronavirus vaccination within the next 3 weeks. Biden also with a message for all Americans.
Mask up. Mask up. It's a patriotic duty. It's the only way.
The CDC is extending its national ban on evictions through the end of June. The CDC saying that preventing evictions and keeping people out of crowded settings is a key step in stopping the spread of COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supply...
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, two little personal stories to start this half hour with. Number one is obviously the only voice any of you ever hear. You know, this is Wayne Root Show, and you think it's all Wayne Root. It's not all Wayne Root. Andrew Paul. Linda, so much of the show. He's my board op and associate producer. So it's not just Wayne Root who brings this show to you every day. There's a lot of people involved who you don't ever get to hear. But Andrew Paul is not here today because he had to rush off and take a flight to where his mom and dad are because his dad was very, very sick. And his dad has passed just in the last few minutes, literally. And so I want all of you to say a prayer for the Andrew Paul family and send your condolences to the show on behalf of Andrew Paul. He's a great guy, and he's dealing with the death of a father, and that's always tough. I remember when my dad died. But I just texted him, and I said, Andrew, you got a blessing I never got. I lived in L.A., and my father lived in New York, 3,000 miles away, and he died very, very suddenly, and there was no way I could have gotten there in time. So I was never there to say goodbye, and Andrew got there yesterday to say goodbye late last night to his dad in the hospital and then back again this morning to say goodbye. And then they disconnected him from basically life support, and he passed just moments ago. So all the Root family and this show, Wayne Al Root Raw and Unfiltered, and Chris O'Sullivan, and everyone involved in this show, and all my listeners, I want all of us to send our prayers to Andrew Paul and our best wishes and condolences to Andrew Paul and his family. So let me start with that. Then I'm going to move to another personal story, family story. So my son was home from college over the weekend. And everything's fine, by the way. Thank God. This is not a sad story. Everything's fine. But I said to him, so what are you doing this weekend? Right? He came home for like 5 days. And he said he was going to be, he'd had dinner with me on Thursday and he'd have dinner with me on Sunday. But in between, he was going to be with his friends. And I said, which friends? And he said, my friends from back in college, from Dallas. They all flew in to have a weekend in Vegas. And I said, oh. So then when the weekend was over, I said, last night at dinner, what did you guys do? And he said, well, we gambled and we went out to dinner and, we did all kinds of stuff. And I said, well, you gambled. How much did you gamble? Whose money are you gambling with? Because he didn't ask me for any money, right? So I said, who's getting money? He said, well, I didn't really gamble much, but my friends were gambling a lot of money. And I had dinner at home with my mom. But they went out to a $200 steak dinner. And I said, where are they getting all the money from? Are they super rich? And he said, no, they got their stimulus check. And I said, they got their stimulus check. I didn't even understand that kids get stimulus checks. He said every person in America over the age of 18 gets a stimulus check. So that means there are high school kids getting stimulus checks. That means every college kid in America is getting stimulus check. And most of them have never seen $1,400 in one shot in their entire lives. He said they don't know what to do with the money. It's burning a hole in their pocket. So they wanted to come to Vegas and blow it all gambling and going out to fancy dinners. And that's what they did. They blew it in one weekend. He said he made $60, my son, playing poker and blackjack. But he said his friends each lost $600. They've never lost $600 in gambling in their entire lives. But they felt rich with a $1,400 stimulus check. And they both went to a $200 steak dinner last night in Vegas. So aren't you proud, Joe Biden and Democrats? Isn't that a brilliant thing to do with your stimulus money? To take the American taxpayers' money and send $1,400 to every single 18-year-old in America, irresponsible 18-year-old, how would you ever send a check to someone who's never paid taxes before? How does that make any sense? If you didn't pay taxes last year, you should not get a check this year. You only get a check if you're a taxpayer. How do you give $1,400 to everybody? People on welfare, people on food stamps, they're getting their welfare. They're getting their food stamps. There's never been a moment where they didn't get their welfare and food stamps and 1,000 other government programs, housing allowances, aid to dependent children, free food at school, free health care, Obamacare. Anybody poor got the $1,400 check. And if you're poor and you have 8 kids, you got $1,400 plus, I think you got like $600 a kid or $800 a kid times 14 kids or 8 kids or 12 kids or 6 kids, whatever you've got. You just made people rich. And there wasn't any reason to make them rich. They didn't deserve that money. Money doesn't fall out of trees. They're already getting welfare and food stamps and free health care and a thousand other things courtesy of the taxpayers. Why did you give them $1,400 checks? A husband and wife would get $2,800. You have six kids. Let's just say it's 600 times six, another 3,600. 2,800 and 3,600. That's more money than these people have ever seen in their lives. For what? What? It's a reward? Because you lived through a year of COVID? But you got all your welfare checks. Your income didn't go down. Those checks should have gone only to working people who paid taxes last year, who lost their jobs and now need money. That's who it should have gone to, not 18-year-olds in college or 18-year-olds in high school so they could gamble it away at the craps table and the blackjack table. And so they could have 18-year-olds could have $200 dinners at Vegas steakhouses. That's why you gave people $1,400 checks, really. That makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? What a country. What a fraud. What a fraud Biden is. What a fraud Democrats are. What a joke. And now, if you want to just really be cynical, how stupid Republicans are. Because all you had to do to get reelected and make Trump the president of the United States and save America is you could have given out those same checks yourself. They were going to give them out anyway. It's not like we're supposed to be the party that's, we wouldn't do something like that. Oh, no, we're careful. No, you morons. Let me explain life to you. You know, I feel like I'm explaining the birds and the bees to my children when I explain politics to a Republican. You're so dumb, Republicans. Democrats were going to give the world to people. In any case, if they were elected, and they were going to steal the country, and they were going to produce a communist takeover of the country, and ruin it forever, and destroy America. So your job was to win and beat the Democrats. There wouldn't be a communist takeover, and they wouldn't destroy America forevermore. But you didn't win. So if you wanted to win, you could have given everybody a nice, big, fat stimulus check. I seem to remember Wayne Root saying on this show, I supported Trump 100%. We should be giving out a $1,400 stimulus check. But I would have only given it to working people, not to people on welfare, not to 18-year-old kids, not to a college student, not to a high school student, only to working adults who paid taxes last year. But if you had done that, you'd probably still be president of the United States. But no, Mitch McConnell blocked it because he said that was too much money. And then the Democrats won, and they won Georgia by telling everyone they're going to give you $1,400 and the Republicans don't want to give you anything. And so now we lost and they gave it anyway and they're in power and they get to destroy America forevermore for me and my children. So that was a really smart move, wasn't it, Mitch McConnell and Republicans? I'm the adult. I won't give out $1,400 checks. Well, that means you automatically relegate yourself to losing. And the party that agrees to give the $1,400 checks wins, and then they destroy you and pummel you for the rest of all time and take down your whole country and your whole party, by the way, because the Republican Party will now basically cease to exist forevermore if they can rig all elections moving forward. And every college student in America says, I got $1,400, and it's all because of Democrats and Uncle Biden, then they'll win forevermore. That was really smart move, wasn't it, Republicans? Wow. Wow, what a terrible situation all the way around. Republicans are morons. Democrats are evil Marxists and communists. Evil anti-American killers. Terrible, terrible people. And boy, this is, you know, I wrote the book, The Murder of the Middle Class. This is the murder of the middle class. Okay, this money, these trillions of dollars you're giving away in stimulus and bailouts for cities and counties and states, and all this money for $1,400 to each person, even 18-year-olds, who have never worked and don't deserve the money. And then you add in what's coming down the pike, the Green New Deal and the infrastructure deal, and oh my God, it never stops. How about free college? How about free health care for all? It's never going to stop. They're going to ruin America forever. It's destroyed. All because Mitch McConnell was so dumb. First of all, the Republicans were so dumb they didn't prepare for the theft of the election. And then Mitch McConnell didn't prepare for losing both House seats in Georgia, both Senate seats in Georgia. He had the nerve to blame it on Trump. It wasn't Trump's fault. Trump wanted to do a $1,400 stimulus payment. And Mitch McConnell said, oh, no, we're not doing that. And he not only blocked it, but said, we're not going to do it in the future. So Democrats were able to say, if we're elected to both Georgia Senate seats, we're going to give you each $1,400, and if Republicans are elected, they're going to give you nothing. They're Scrooge. And Democrats won, you know, by a few votes out of millions cast. That's how dumb Republicans are. Can you imagine? Republicans can't win when we have every statistic on our side. Here's a great example. Red states leading U.S. economic growth, Commerce Department reports. A new report is out based on 2020 fourth quarter GDP, gross domestic product, meaning economic growth. All the data from that and February 2021, so this past February, unemployment rates. And so real GDP for the U.S. as a whole increased at an annual rate of 4.3%. The percent change in real GDP in the fourth quarter ranged from the best in the country, South Dakota, to the worst in the country, Washington, D.C. The top three states in quarter-over-quarter growth, South Dakota up 9.9%, Texas up 7.5%, Utah up 7.1%. All three have Republican governments, Republican governors, and Republicans controlling both chambers of their state legislatures. In other words, the state assembly and the state senate, all three states, Republican governor and both legislatures, controlled by Republicans in South Dakota, Texas, and Utah. Thriving, booming economies. Eight of the top 10 states, Republican-led states, and Iowa with a growth of 6.3%, and the kids back in school since August. And the worst states, all Democrat states, plus the District of Columbia. Hawaii and California were the worst in America. And you still can't win elections when you're the only ones who can make an economy boom. That's how dumb you are. Republican Party, dumb and absolute cowards. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. A special enrollment period is taking place right now through May 15th. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined. To find out more about health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
This is Wayne Allen Root. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. The solution is called the Golden Rule. He with the gold rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. That's great news. You know the wisdom, buy low, sell high. But gold won't be down for long. The U.S. dollar is weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Add in $1.9 trillion in stimulus and trillions in infrastructure spending and tens of trillions in a Green New Deal. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. That's where Michael Rich and the Asset Strategies team comes in. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a 1 ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium, just $79 over gold while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Tell them Moore sent you or go to assetstrategies.com. Buy gold and you'll keep what's yours.
Raw and unfiltered.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, this segment of the show is sponsored by Revive Health. Revive is an inexpensive alternative to traditional health care. Revive Health provides you with a simple, inexpensive, affordable access to high-quality virtual health care through telemedicine doctors and medical professionals. Even though the services are virtual, the quality of care you receive is not compromised. It's all online with telemedicine doctors and medical professionals, so no long waits or hassles of visiting a doctor's office or getting sick because you visit a doctor's office and someone's sick in the doctor's office. It's a convenient and safe alternative. You don't even need to go to the pharmacy. You can get your medications delivered to your door. The cost is, get this, only $59 a month to join. There are no copays. You save hundreds of dollars on medications. Wonder why you haven't heard of it before? It's brand new. And Nevada is one of the first states in the country where it's available. But in the next 2 weeks, it's going to be in all over the United States from coast to coast. It's ideal if you're uninsured or underinsured or the cost of traditional health care is driving you to the poorhouse. You can sign up now at revive-healthcare.com. Revive-healthcare.com. Their team's available to answer your questions 24/7. Sign up now at revive-healthcare.com. So your tax dollars at work. Biden's illegal migrants and fake refugees are being flown out from McAllen, Texas Air Force Base. I guess it's an Air Force Base, right? I think it is, unless it's just a regular airfield, McAllen, Texas. But the air traffic from McAllen is now 40% illegal immigrants being flown all over the United States. Thousands of migrants being flown out of McAllen, Texas every day. 40% of the traffic at the airport is illegal aliens paid for by your tax dollars. And by the way, it's called McAllen International. So it's not an Air Force base. It's an airport. I've never heard of it. You know, I've never heard of McAllen International Airport in McAllen, Texas. But obviously, the government uses it, and they use it mostly to fly illegal immigrants all over the U.S. Here was a reader in Dallas that sent this to Gateway Pundit. Yesterday, I flew on a commercial aircraft from Dallas on a major carrier, a carrier who has removed small children from planes for not wearing a mask. I can't believe what I witnessed. They were allowing migrants with no ID to bypass TSA and fly. By the way, isn't this, you guys heard about this first from me. In the entire country, the first place to hear it was from Wayne Allyn Root like 2 weeks ago. That TSA says you don't need ID to fly anymore. You just give them the piece of paper that says you're an illegal immigrant that was let into the country, and the airlines have to take you, and the government pays the bill. And the guy says, how is this safe? Could they be infected with COVID-19? Many of them might have it. Could they be terrorists? How is this safe? They come with a manila envelope, escorted to a seat with a paper stating, help, I do not speak any English. Oh, my God. Can you imagine? This is America now. How sick is this? My God. So what if you're on that airplane and you're sitting next to an illegal immigrant who speaks no English, who might have COVID, and it could be a terrorist from Iran? How about that one? Yeah, I mean, do you think you could tell the difference between a terrorist from Iran or any of the other countries that were banned by President Trump because they're terrorist countries filled with bad people with no records proving someone's a good person? So when a person comes in, you can't tell anything about their background, whether they might be a lifelong criminal, a murderer, a rapist, or a terrorist. And now they're sitting next to you and your family. They could be a child molester easily. They could be a pedophile, child sex deviant, and they're sitting next to your child. This is America today. We just put them right on an airplane. No worry whether they can infect everyone on the plane with COVID. No worry at all. Here's another story. 2,000 migrants released in Texas on the honor system, says Congressman Cuellar, Henry Cuellar, Democrat of Texas, said thousands of migrants are being released into Texas on the honor system. This is how you ruin Texas and turn it into a blue state, without court information or notices to appear. Cuellar told Border Reporter on Sunday, see, this guy's a big Democrat, Henry Cuellar, a big Hispanic Democrat. And even he thinks this is insane. He's been very good on this topic, very conservative on this topic, and very critical of the Biden administration. Breitbart, Texas's Randy Clark, I didn't even know there was a Breitbart, Texas, first confirmed the practice of releasing migrants without a court date or notice to appear on March 21st. Since that time, Cuellar says more than 2,000 migrant families, not just 2,000 migrants, 2,000 migrant families, have been released into Texas. Wow. You understand, without a notice to appear at a certain court on a certain day, they'll disappear into the United States and never be seen again. The Washington Post reported Border Patrol officials are now handing out blank forms and asking the migrant families to report on their own effort to the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Office. Wow. This is sick. This is absolutely sick in the head. It is a mental illness combined with the fact that communists have taken over the United States. A communist takeover. Our entire government is owned by the Mexican drug cartel, who's making tens or hundreds of billions on this. And it's owned by the Chinese Communist Party and the China government. And this is all their attempt to destroy the United States, make China number one in the world, and open up the border to let everyone in to ruin this country. And, of course, when that happens, Mexican drug cartel gets rich. Every person coming over that border has to pay $10,000 to the Mexican drug cartel. They're getting rich while you and I are getting poor. The money required to pay for all this will be 95% taxes. This country will not be this country anymore. America will be finished unless something happens fast. Any idea what to do? Anyone got an idea? It's got to happen fast.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com. For details.